May the Lord help us to commence our worship this evening with hymn number 122, commencing to sing at verse 8. 122 at verse 8. Jesus, my great high priest, offered his blood and died. My guilty conscience seeks no sacrifice beside. His powerful blood did once atone, and now it pleads before the throne. Hymn 122 at verse 8.
Thank you. Let's read two portions of God's holy word. Firstly, in the book of Genesis in chapter 1, and then Psalm 118. Book of Genesis, chapter 1, and then Psalm 118. Genesis 1. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. And God saw the light that it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night, and the evening and the morning were the first day. And God said, "Let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters." And God made the firmament, and divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament. And it was so. And God called the firmament heaven. And the evening and the morning were the second day. And God said, "Let the waters under the heaven be gathered together unto one place, and let the dry land appear." And it was so. And God called the dry land earth, and the gathering together of the waters called he seas. And God saw that it was good. And God said, "Let the earth bring forth grass, the herb yielding seed, and the fruit tree yielding fruit after his kind, whose seed is in itself upon the earth." And it was so. And the earth brought forth grass, and herb yielding seed after his kind, and the tree yielding fruit, whose seed was in itself after his kind. And God saw that it was good. And the evening and the morning were the third day. God said, "Let there be lights in the firmament of the heaven to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and for years, and let them be for lights in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth." And it was so. God made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day, and the lesser light to rule the night. He made the stars also. And God set them in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth, and to rule over the day and over the night, and to divide the light from the darkness. And God saw that it was good. And the evening and the morning were the fourth day. And God said, "Let the waters bring forth abundantly the moving creature that hath life, and fowl that may fly above the earth in the open firmament of heaven." And God created great whales, and every living creature that moveth, which the waters brought forth abundantly after their kind, and every winged fowl after his kind. And God saw that it was good. And God blessed them, saying, "Be fruitful and multiply, and fill the waters in the seas, and let fowl multiply in the earth." And the evening and the morning were the fifth day. And God said, "Let the earth bring forth the living creature after his kind, cattle and creeping thing, and beasts of the earth after his kind." And it was so. And God made the beast of the earth after his kind, and cattle after their kind, and every thing that creepeth upon the earth after his kind. And God saw that it was good. And God said, "Let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth." So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. And God blessed them. And God said unto them, "Be fruitful and multiply, and replenish the earth, and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and of every living thing that moveth upon the earth. And God said, Behold, I have given you every herb bearing seed which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree in the which is the fruit of a tree yielding seed. To you it shall be for meat, and to every beast of the earth, and to every fowl of the air, and to everything that creepeth upon the earth, wherein there is life, I have given every green herb for meat. And it was so. And God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. And the evening and the morning were the sixth day. Let us turn to Psalm 118. Psalm 118. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, because his mercy endureth forever. Let Israel now say that his mercy endureth forever. Let the house of Aaron now say that his mercy endureth forever. Let them now that fear the Lord say that his mercy endureth forever. I called upon the Lord in distress. The Lord answered me and set me in a large place. The Lord is on my side. I will not fear. What can man do unto me? The Lord taketh my part with them that help me. Therefore shall I see my desire upon them that hate me. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in princes. All nations compassed me about, but in the name of the Lord will I destroy them. They compassed me about, yea, they compassed me about, but in the name of the Lord I will destroy them. They compassed me about like bees. They are quenched as the fire of thorns. For in the name of the Lord I will destroy them. Thou hast thrust sore at me that I might fall, but the Lord helped me. The Lord is my strength and song, and it has become my salvation. The voice of rejoicing and salvation is in the tabernacles of the righteous. The right hand of the Lord doeth valiantly. The right hand of the Lord is exalted. The right hand of the Lord doeth valiantly. I shall not die but live, and declare the works of the Lord. The Lord hath chastened me sore, but he hath not given me over unto death. Open to me the gates of righteousness. I will go into them, and I will praise the Lord. This gate of the Lord into which the righteous shall enter, I will praise thee, for thou hast heard me, and art become my salvation. The stone which the builders refuse is become the head of the headstone of the corner. This is the Lord's doing. It is marvellous in our eyes. This is the day which the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Save now, I beseech thee, O Lord. O Lord, I beseech thee, send now prosperity. Blessed be he that cometh in the name of the Lord. We have blessed you out of the house of the Lord. God is the Lord, which hath showed us light. Bind the sacrifice with cords, even unto the horns of the altar. Thou art my God, and I will praise thee. Thou art my God, and I will exalt thee. O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth for ever. O Lord, in mercy, help us to draw near again unto thee in prayer. O may we be able to come with the language of the psalmist, giving thanks unto the Lord, who endureth for ever. O Lord, we thank thee that thou hast brought us once more into thy house. Lord, thou hast not cut us off. of the Lord's mercies we are not consumed. O Lord, great is thy faithfulness. Lord, we have so much to praise and thank thee for. Lord, we have thy word before us. O Lord, may we rightly prize it. Oh, may we pray, O Lord, and be given that desire that thou would bless it to us, and that thou would truly divide it to us and multiply it to us. Oh Lord, that there might be some portion in it for us this evening. Oh, do help us then, Lord, in looking into it. May we be given the eyes of faith to see and believe. Oh Lord, do then come this evening. Gather with us. Lord, we are sinners in thy sight, and yet we humbly trust that we might be found amongst us sinners saved by grace. Oh Lord, come and sit, come and dwell, come and eat with publicans and sinners. Oh Lord, may we truly feel it a precious thing to know that thou art indeed with us. May we know thy help, Lord, in worshipping thee. May we truly be able to worship thee aright, in spirit and in truth. And may we be led into those eternal things, that earth which shall fill a never-ending eternity in heaven. Or may there be a foretaste of it here below. Or may there be glimpses of Christ Jesus, through thy gospel, through thy word. Oh Lord, grant us the eyes of faith to see these things. Leave us not to go empty home. Oh Lord, we pray, where there is a hungry and thirsting after thy word, we pray, Lord, grant that filling. Oh Lord, we ask that thou then pour in unto us, that we might pour out unto the people. Grant, Lord, that spiritual food for them. Lord, that they might be filled with food convenient. Lord, thou knowest what they need. Oh, we pray then, supply their every need according to thy riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Oh, Lord, we pray for that which has been spoken already this day, whether here or another cause of truth, even, Lord, at the Sunday school. Oh Lord, we pray that thou bless it. Lord, where thou hast been a blessing, oh, we pray that it might remain, and it might bring forth fruit, as that seed which has fallen into good ground, that it might be to thy honour and glory. Oh Lord, we pray, take it not away this evening. May we not be left to be as the birds of the air. Oh Lord, may there be a watering of it. Lord, there might be a springing up. Oh, may we prove that God giveth the increase. Then help us, Lord. May we prove the Lord working with them, confirming the word. Oh Lord, may it be even so here. Oh Lord, as we read in thy word, in the morning sow thy seed, and in the evening withhold not thine hand, for thou knowest not whether shall prosper, either this or that, or whether they shall both be alike good. Also we pray that thou would come, if it could please thee, and bless the word this evening. Oh, grant, Lord, that there might be something for seeking souls, that they might not be empty sent away from thy door. Lord, there might be something for the young. Oh, Lord, there might be something for the young in Christ, that sincere milk of the word. Oh, Lord, do by thy Spirit reveal unto us those stronger means, and wean us unto them, Lord, if it could please thee. May we not be contented to have heard thy word without desiring to grow in grace. Oh, may there be that right hungering for those spiritual blessings. Lord, amongst this people, might there yet be that growing in grace, till they shall be brought to that time when they shall be brought in as part of that great harvest, all brought into the fullness of heaven above. Oh Lord, we feel such a leanness within of ourselves. But Lord, thou art able to fill. Oh Lord, thou art able to make known that there is that treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of man. We pray, Lord, you might prove it once more this evening. Lord, be with thy people throughout the week. Thou knowest what is before them, and we know not. Oh Lord, that which thou would feed them with tonight, or on thy day, throughout thy day, or even tomorrow, it might be, they might be able to go in it, the strength of it many days. Lord, we pray that thou be with thy people again tomorrow, those that gather. Oh, may there truly be thee, that worship of thee in that right spirit. May it not be in vain, may it not be in tradition, but Lord, may there be thee power attending thy word. And we pray then, Lord, for all thy sent servants. Thou knowest them that are thine. Oh, Lord, we pray, strengthen them. Those who have already laboured this day and now return home resting. Oh, Lord, we pray, comfort them. Be round about them, Lord, a wall of fire. May they know that thou art indeed that great shield of faith, wherewith they might be able to quench every fiery dart of the enemy. And Lord, those who still stand to proclaim thy word. Oh, do fill them, do help them. And yet, Lord, send forth more labourers, taught by thee and sent by thee to preach the unsearchable riches of Christ. And yet, O Lord, how unsearchable they are. And Lord, how we so often feel to struggle to enter into the depths of them, so unsearchable. Lord, yet may we know something of the truth which we desire to preach. Even Christ crucified, risen again, now exalted, sat down at the right hand of the throne of God, ever to intercede for his people. Oh Lord, do make these things living realities to us and to all thy people. Lord, save us from a head knowledge and a head knowledge only. Oh, do teach us by thy Spirit. May we have softened hearts, Lord, to receive thy word. May we have softened hearts to be found as a child desiring to be taught before thee. And may we have softened hearts to our own Lord that we are not right in all things, in much need of teaching. Oh, grant that true spirit of repentance. Oh Lord, that vital godly sorrow for sin. Oh, do appear for thy people then. Oh, Lord, remember those who are gathered in thy house, so unconcerned. Hearts as hard as stone. Oh Lord, who hear, even sing of the sufferings of Christ, or remain unmoved. Grant, Lord, that they might be softened, even crushed by thy almighty power. Lord, there might be that work begun, that it might be continued also to the day of Jesus Christ, that thy churches might be built up. Or may it be that this day salvation is come, even unto such as look not for thee. Oh Lord, may there be that work begun. Do, Lord, continue the work which thou hast indeed begun in thy people. Lord, where any feels ready to perish, can't go on. Oh Lord, we pray, strengthen the things which will remain. Lord, leave us not to despise the day of small things, but may we rather pray that thou would build us up. Oh Lord, so we remember Zion, where they're brought low. Oh, we pray, may the set times of favour Zion become. May thy servants take pleasure in the stones thereof, favour even the dust of it. Oh Lord, remember Zion. So Lord, forgive what we ask wrongly. Oh, forgive, Lord, where we've only just multiplied words. And may we have that true spirit of prayer in our heart. Real longing desires, that thou would hear and answer for thy great name's sake. Oh Lord, do forgive everything that is sinful in thy sight. Wash us, Lord, and make us clean, and grant that which is of faith. For whatsoever is not of faith is sin. Oh Lord, we would rather have faith, that it might be pleasing unto thee. Oh, so appear for us now. Lord, we need thee. Without thee we can do nothing. Lord, we ask that thou be with us now and even at the end of this service. Be with us as we gather round thy table and bless thy people there. We ask all, including that one all-prevailing name, in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Let us now sing hymn number 488. 488. Uprising from the darksome tomb, see the victorious Jesus come. The almighty prisoner quits the prison, and angels tell the Lord is risen. Hymn 488.
this turn, desiring for the Lord to help us, to Psalm 118 and verse 24. Psalm 118, verse 24. This is the day which the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day which the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. This language, this voice, is that of the psalmist. And with him, the Lord's people will each be able to join. This song, these psalms are not just to be read but sung. And with the psalmist, the whole church of God shall join in singing that which the Lord puts in their heart. And hear, blessing the Lord for his goodness and for his mercy, for that which he has created, that which he hath made, that which he hath appointed. This is the day which the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Those first days of which we read in creation, in Genesis 1. Those days were the beginning of time. What a great mystery. We will not try to delve into it. But when did God first begin to consider or to bring about in that great plan to form time? But that first day of which we read, the evening and the morning were the first day, and so on with the second, the third, and so to this day. Each day that the Lord hath created, good in his sight. The sixth day, very good, in the creation of man in his own image. This is the day which the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. That which God created was perfect. That which he created was pure and holy. That which he created man in his own image was not just good but very good. He was glorified by it. The whole work of creation still is glorifying to God, and he delights in it still. But it was not long since the beginning of creation that sin came into the world. In that terrible, awful day, sin entered in and passed down through all the generations from Adam's day even to this day, sin passing upon all men. Oh, what a solemn day that was. God was not the author of the evil. That cannot be. Oh, but can we say of that day, this is the day which the Lord hath made, we will rejoice and be glad in it? Yes, the day was made. The day was created by the Lord. Every day that the sun rises, as it were, although the sun continues to rise round the globe, every day that the Lord permits this sin-cursed earth to continue is a day of mercy. It's a day that the Lord hath made. As we read in that which Jeremiah writes in Lamentations, I believe, it is of the Lord's mercies we're not consumed, and great is his faithfulness. Oh, that they are new every morning. It's of the Lord's mercies then that day was permitted to continue. Oh, he was angry. And God is angry with the wicked every day. And yet it is of the Lord's mercies. He has not cut off the creation entirely. Oh, it would be just. He would be righteous in doing so. Oh, and in Noah's day, oh, that was a day that the Lord had made. Those 40 days, 40 nights, which with he would flood the earth. Or to purge it. Oh, but the day when Adam and Eve fell. The day that the Lord hath made. What cause was there to rejoice and be glad in it? Oh, what a terrible, terrible thing. But what mercy the Lord showed even from the beginning. He did not cut them off as their sins deserved. Oh no, rather than cut them off, the Lord was gracious. He made that great promise that there would be that one who would come. Put enmity between thee and the woman, between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. Oh, how gracious the Lord was. Even from the beginning, a man sinning against him, a man becoming unpure, man becoming unholy, wicked in his sight. Oh, do you have to tremble at how you must appear before a holy God? Think of that hymn. If in myself I can hardly bear what in myself I see, how black and vile must I appear, most holy God, to thee. Oh, how did Adam and Eve feel in that garden? Oh, when they had that purity taken away from them. Oh, they found that they were naked. They were hiding amongst the bushes and the trees of the garden. Oh, have you been brought there to have to hide or try to hide from a holy God? Oh, he has that all-seeing eye. We have to prove, thou God seest me. Well, there's nowhere to hide. Nowhere to hide. Adam, where art thou? Oh, where are you hiding? Why are you hiding? Well, perhaps you feel no need to hide. Perhaps your heart is so hardened to your sin. Hardened as in Romans 1. Conscience seared to the point where you would rather deny God. Be found amongst the fools, found in Psalm 14. The fool hath said in his heart, there is no God. Oh, they say there is no creator. Oh, but Adam and Eve were not so. They had walked with God in that perfect state, in that pure state. And now through sin they were unholy. Oh, we will rejoice and be glad in it. Oh, they were granted the Lord God made for them skins, coats of skins, and clothed them. Oh, how gracious and how merciful is our God. Oh, from the very beginning they could sing this psalm. We will rejoice and be glad in it. You see, it wasn't of Adam and Eve's providing those coats of skins. Though they were clothed in their fig leaf aprons, it would not do. They still felt their shame. Oh, they still had to hide amongst the trees of the garden. Oh, so our false profession and so our false name as a Christian will not do. Oh, there's no good to be found with fig leaf aprons. Oh, wearing only a fig leaf apron. Oh, we cannot rejoice and be glad in the day. Oh, no, it must be blood. There's nothing but blood that can make us rejoice and be glad. Without blood, there is no remission. We read almost all things were purified, sanctified by blood. Throughout Leviticus, how much shedding of blood there was. All typical. That precious blood which Christ would shed at Calvary for his people and only for his people. Oh, it was so from the beginning. Oh, that blood must be shed. Oh, what rejoicing there must have been in heaven at the shedding of that blood. Oh, that shedding of that first blood. Not the shedding of the blood of Cain and Abel, but the shedding of the blood of that animal, or that beast, which the Lord God shed and made skins and clothed them. Oh, what mercy, what grace, even from the beginning. Well, that is the day that the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Oh, there's no rejoicing, there's no being glad, except there is that shedding of blood, except there is a Christ found in us, a Christ formed in us, except the Lord has worked, except the Lord has been made known unto us. Oh, we might rejoice in the carnal things of this world. We might rejoice in our temporary riches. We might rejoice in the pleasures of Egypt for a season. Oh, but there's nothing that will bring this true rejoicing. Nothing that will make our hearts glad as Jesus and his precious blood. Oh, Lord's people seek to know him. Oh, it is that daily manna which they need. It is that daily bread of heaven for their souls. Oh, there's nothing of this world that will do them any good, any lasting good. Oh, it must be, give me Christ or else I die. Oh, then there is rejoicing. And then there is being glad. Joyless is the day's return, till thy mercy's beams I see. Oh, how is it? How do we rise? Oh, we have to come so far short. Oh, that the Lord would search our heart. How have we risen up even this morning on the Lord's day, this first day of the week, and this day of the week, and day of the year when we seek to remember the resurrection of Christ? Or how have we risen up? Has there been a rejoicing in our hearts? Or has it just been filled with the things of the world? Oh, we pray that the Lord will take that away and grant that desire for spiritual things, the real things. Oh, that day which was appointed then, the day which was appointed that Christ should come and suffer. Oh, that was the day which the Lord hath made. When Christ came, oh, it was first in his coming, that day which was appointed that he should enter into the world. It was a fixed time from all eternity past. Oh, the Lord, he knew that day. He knew that he would lengthen and spare the world until that day, and Christ must be born in Bethlehem of Judea. Oh, what was it that the prophets all looked forward to? What was it the prophets all prophesied of? Nothing but the coming of the Lord Jesus. Various things, yes, but all pointing to that time when the Lord Jesus Christ should come. Oh, it was a man that said that all the world should go to be taxed, the whole empire. Oh, but Christ had appointed it, that word might be fulfilled. Christ should be born in Bethlehem of Judea. Oh, nothing could turn back the appointment of that day. No, all the fulfillment of the prophecies, all the appointing of God in it, man could not overthrow. Oh, to the very place, time and moment, Christ should be born into the world. Nothing could undo that. So it is with our natural birth. So it was with the Lord Jesus. Oh, he had... it had been prophesied that he should come into the world through that virgin birth, and it was so. The Lord appointed it, the Holy Ghost overshadowing Mary, the Virgin. So Christ was brought into the world. brought here to suffer, brought here to live that perfect life and to suffer for his people's sake. Oh, this is the day which the Lord hath made. Oh, this day, this time, this appointment, that Christ should suffer. When he was brought then to that Passover, he who was the great Passover, he who was the Passover Lamb, he of whom it was said, "Behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world." Oh, what appointment that was! The day which the Lord hath made, the Lord appointing. That Christ should suffer for his people's sake, should rise again the third day, according to the scriptures. Oh, yes, the devil and those who stood by, who were servants of the devil, cast in his teeth those wicked taunts. "If thou be Christ, come down from the cross, and we will believe on him." Oh, they thought that they had got him now. Oh, they thought that they had destroyed him entirely. Oh, what was it that they were so envious of? It was that lest all men should believe on him, and the Romans should come and take away our place and nation. Oh, in that way they thought that they should destroy Christ himself. Oh, they could never destroy he who was eternal, he who was before time with the Father, he who shall endure for eternity to come. Oh, they could never take away that life he laid down of himself. Well, this is the day which the Lord hath made. Oh, it was the Lord's appointment. He was that one who was that great high priest, appointed by the Lord. Oh, it was not man's appointment. It was not that man had crucified him to that cross. Oh, the Lord had appointed it. Oh, that day had come. Well, thus he was laid in the grave. And at the Lord's appointed hour, the Lord's appointed day, he rose again. Oh, for our justification, he rose up out of the grave. 3 days, as Jonah was 3 days and three nights in the fish's belly, so the Son of Man, those days and nights in the earth, until that day which the Lord hath appointed, till that day which the Lord hath made, that his people might rejoice and be glad in it. Oh, all their hope centering in Christ. Oh, those two on the road to Emmaus who trusted it had been he which should have saved Israel. Oh, how blinded they were until the Lord spoke to them. Oh, they had nothing of themselves, no idea of the great truth of the gospel. We trusted it had been he which should have saved Israel. Oh, this is the day which the Lord hath made. Do you not know? Do you not consider? Oh, beginning at Moses, he opened up all the things in the scriptures concerning himself. Oh, until they were brought to see, through that revelation in the breaking of bread, that it was he. Oh, this is the day which the Lord hath made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Oh, friends, we have to go deeper into our hearts than this. Oh, these are but the, yes, perhaps the main point, but that is but the background to that work which is found in our heart. Oh, and these, knowing these things in our head will do us no good except they are applied by the Holy Spirit. Oh, then the day that the Lord hath made. Oh, just as Christ was raised from the dead. Oh, it's that same resurrection power which is needed in our hearts. That we might be raised up from the dead. From that place cleaving unto the dust. Quickened into life. Brought to see the need of Christ. Oh, that is the day which the Lord hath made. There is to be much rejoicing in that day. Oh, even as the prodigal returns, that one which is counted rather as dead. Oh, there is a joy in heaven over one sinner that repenteth, more than 99 just persons who have no need of repentance. Oh, that is a day. That is a day when there is much rejoicing and being glad in it. The Lord hath appointed that day. Oh, we might not be able to tell when it is. We might not know when the Lord first began. It may be that He has opened our hearts softly. Oh, but there is the evidence of it. And thus there is the being glad for that day. Oh, but the appointed time for each of the Lord's people. Oh, there is that travailing by those mothers in Israel, travailing, there might be the bringing forth those spiritual children. But until the Lord permits, until the Lord works by His Holy Spirit, there is no quickening, there's no awakening out of the sleep of death. Oh, but there must be that day for the Lord's people. When there is that resurrection power made known in their hearts, brought from darkness to light, then they shall say, this is the day which the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Oh, for some there is that work done quickly. Oh, you consider Zacchaeus. This day is salvation come to thine house. Oh, it was that very day that he would rejoice. Oh, what was the fruit of that? Oh, how was this rejoicing and being glad seen in Zacchaeus? Oh, behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor. Whatsoever he had taken wrongly, he had restored them fourfold. Oh, was it the spirit of the Pharisee with Zacchaeus there? It never was. Oh no, it was the almighty power of God crushing his hard heart, making him soft, proving, as we read in the Psalms, that he melteth. Oh, then those fruits of the Spirit flowed forth. Oh, there was that grace in his heart. He had that love to the brethren. Oh, what a rejoicing. What a being glad. What in giving away those earthly treasures. Yes, those things which you once prized, those riches which you once counted gain. Oh, you count things, all things but dung and dross, that you might have Christ, or that you might know him. Zacchaeus, he knew Christ. Oh, what were those things? What was money? What was his possessions then in that day? Oh, they were as nothing. They were as nothing. Oh, he had Christ. He had all things. This is the day which the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Or perhaps, no perhaps about it. The Lord's people, they each walk through this day. The time of that first love in Christ Jesus. Oh, they're given that sweetness to believe in him. Oh, and they desire that it might continue. Oh, that's an appointed day. That's an appointed blessing. An appointed time. Perhaps you can look back to that time with sweetness and remember the blessing you received. Oh, but how is it with you now? Oh, now there's that deadness returning. Oh, the Lord is departed. Oh, the Lord, he put through his hand through the hole of the door. But we did not rise up to him, and our beloved was gone. Oh, now there's darkness on the pathway. Oh, that's the day which the Lord hath made. Oh, it is a day ill needful. Oh, the Lord has set the one day over against the other. In the day of prosperity, be joyful. But in the day of adversity, consider if the Lord has set the one against the other. In the day of prosperity, be joyful. But in the day of adversity, consider God also has set the one over against the other, to the end that man should find nothing after him. All those days when we rejoice greatly in Christ, oh, nothing could take away that blessing. And that blessing remains. And if the Lord has been in the beginning of that blessing, it cannot be taken away. Oh, but then there comes those days in the wilderness. Oh, you have to prove your barrenness again. Oh, there's a day of adversity. The Lord is gracious still. The Lord has not cut us off as our sins deserve. We have to remember each day and every day. So of the Lord's mercies we're not consumed. Just as he did not cut off Adam and Eve in the garden, he has not cut his people off forever. Although they be far off from him, though they be like the prodigal son in a foreign land, oh, there is that working by the Spirit to bring them back again. Oh, he has given us the bad days as well as the good, because we wouldn't have good days without the bad days. Oh, we wouldn't have days of blessing without knowing what a wretch we are within. You wouldn't have days when we know the sweetness of Christ if we didn't have days when we felt the plague and leprosy of sin within us. Oh, the Lord, he hath appointed each and every day. He has set the one over against the other, to the end that man should find nothing after him. And to the end that man should find that he's got nothing in himself. Oh, if we were ever to live in a time of blessing, oh, we should think that we had no need of God, had no need of the Holy Spirit to come bless us. Oh, but when we are left to fear that aching void within, the world can never fill, and feel to have to cry out to the Lord that he would return. Oh, then we're made repentant and soft again. Oh, it's the day that the Lord works. Oh, there is to be a rejoicing still. A rejoicing that the Lord has not cut us off. Oh, there is that hymn, "Count your many blessings, name them one by one, and it will surprise you what the Lord hath done." Yea, even in those dark days of our soul, oh, the Lord has not cut us off as our sins deserve. Oh, but what of those days when the Lord has blessed us then? How should we walk in those days? Oh, it is as those lepers in the gate of Samaria. Or when the gospel is sweet and there is that gospel feasting upon his broken body. Oh, and we find that his blood, we see it clearly through faith. His blood has washed us and cleansed us from all sin, made us clean and pure in his sight. And he has clothed us with his precious robe of righteousness, which he wrought out here below. Oh, then we come. We find the sin has gone. Sin has departed. That conscience within, which we were plagued by, oh, is no more. The Syrians have fled from their tents. Oh, the devil is gone for a season. The devil is gone from us. Oh, we're filled with the blessing of Christ. Oh, this is a day. This is a day of good tidings. And we hold our peace. If we tarry till the morning light, some mischief will come upon us. Now therefore come, that we may go and tell the king's household. Oh, that's the day to go and tell the king's household. Oh, if you tarry until the morning light, some mischief will come upon us. Oh, and if you tarry until you're a little bit better in yourself, some mischief will come upon us. Oh, what a snare that is to the Lord's people, to those who have known the preciousness of the Redeemer. To those who have found the Syrians fled from them, And there's that feasting. And what a selfish thing. They remain silent. Oh, there is to be a telling to the king's household, telling to the Lord's people of that which the Lord hath done. Why is it that I said waiting until you're a little bit better? Because surely you also said that guilty conscience of sin was fled from you. Well, it's because the old man of sin is still there, is wanting to have some part in the matter. When we see the fullness that there is in Christ, that old nature becomes jealous and wants to have something in the matter. Oh, the devil, he fell from heaven when he desired to become as God or above God. Or is that wretched pride in our hearts? No, but in that day, oh, when your heart can sing, this is the day the Lord hath made, we will rejoice and be glad in it. Oh, then that is the day to rejoice and be glad in it. That is the day to go and tell the king's household. Oh, there might be more of it. Oh, not just those who have heard, seen, tasted, and felt and known the preciousness of the Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ to be theirs. Oh, but that often speaking one to another of that which the Lord has done. Often. Then they that feared the Lord spake often one to another. And the book of remembrance was written. Oh, is there a day when the Lord has blessed you? Oh, it might be. It must be, it will be for the encouragement of the saints. It will be for the edification of the church. It will be for the building up of the church in their most holy faith, the testifying of that which the Lord has done. Oh, but what about those days? Having passed through all this blessed way, having been led and taught by the Holy Spirit, shown the pleasures of rejoicing and being glad in that day of salvation, even declaring of what the Lord hath done. Oh, then there comes those days of tribulation. Oh, what difficult days they are to the Lord's people. The Lord Jesus, in John 16, he did not say for nothing, in the world ye shall have tribulation. Oh, it is daily that the adversary goeth about seeking whom he may devour. Oh, it is daily that the Lord's people have enemies. Enemies without and much mightier enemies within. Oh, he brought into those days of trouble. Brought to those days where everything goes wrong. Brought to those days where we've gone on too far and too long in our own strength. Gone on too far in our own planning and scheming. And not trusting in that word, for he himself knew what he would do. Or gone on trusting in our own pockets, in our own purse. Oh, those days, the Lord will bring us to our senses. Oh, and how will he do that? We tried to speak a little bit about it at the Sunday school this afternoon. Oh, he brings those days of trouble and those days of affliction. Call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me. Oh, how can there be a rejoicing and being glad even in trouble? Oh, think back to a day when it seemed that everything was falling down around you. Everything was going wrong. Oh, how can the Lord be in all this? Oh, if I was amongst the Lord's people, surely I'd be given prosperity. Surely I'd be given that help every day to walk in his strength. Oh, yes, we do as we walk in his strength. When we begin to walk by sight and not by faith, oh, then the Lord will lay his chastening hand upon us. If you be sons and not bastards, there'll be that chastening. Oh, whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth, and scourgeth every son whom he receiveth. Well, now, no chastening is joyous, but grievous. Nevertheless, afterward, it yieldeth the peaceable fruits of righteousness unto them that are exercised thereby. Oh, we exercise when trouble comes. Or is there any spiritual exercise left? Oh, this trouble. And he will lay trouble upon trouble. Till at last we are broken. Till at last to him we cry. Oh, we will not try Christ. Until we've tried everything else. We'll try everything else. Every other plan and every other scheme. Oh, but he will bring us. If we are found amongst his elect people, he will bring us finally back unto him. Call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me. Oh, how are we to rejoice in this day of trouble? Yes, when we're broken hearted, when we come before him as contrite, broken, crushed sinners. We have nothing left and all our plans and schemes are gone. Yet surely we're still in the day of trouble and the Lord hasn't relieved us. And perhaps the Lord won't relieve us for a week, a month, a year or more. Oh, we have need of that patience. Every day in that trial and every day in that trouble to sing this psalm. This is the day the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. How? Consider the words which the Lord Jesus spoke before he rose Lazarus from the tomb. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me, and I knew that thou hearest me always. But because of the people which stand by, I said it, that they may believe that thou hast sent me. Oh, what an unspeakable depth of truth there is in this word. The Lord Jesus declaring here. He did not say it because he needed to say it for himself. But he said it for our sakes. Yeah, and whatsoever things were written for our sakes. Those things were written in time past, were written for our examples, we read. Oh, these things left on record in scripture for us. Oh, not just these words for those standing by the grave of Lazarus, but for you and I, tried and tempted, children of God, weary, weak and poor. But because of the people that stand by, I said it, that they may believe that thou hast sent me. All the Father heareth the Lord Jesus always. What a great truth. What a great truth. Where is he now, believer? Where is he now? But this man, because he continueth ever, hath an unchangeable priesthood. Oh, wherefore is able also to save them unto the uttermost, all that come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to intercede for them. Oh, he's interceding for his people. He's that one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus. And like we read at the end of Mark's Gospel, set down at the right hand of God. And they went out and preached everywhere. The Lord working with them. There he is at the right hand of God, even this evening. When you're brought down into trouble and into despair, oh, then to sing these words. This is the day the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Because every day, from that day which he ascended up into heaven, after he rose again, a risen and now exalted Saviour, sits at the right hand of the throne of God. Oh, brethren, what need have we to fear trusting in that great Redeemer trusting in him who intercedes for us, of whom, that one man of whom it can truly be said, the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Oh Christ, he intercedes for his people. That day which the Lord hath made, that day which he rose up from the grave, and I believe 40 days later ascended up into heaven, are now appointed, sat down at the right hand of the throne of God, from henceforth expecting till his enemies be made his footstool. Oh, until the work of grace is completed and done, until the whole church of God is brought home. Oh, till every sinner called, quickened by the Spirit into life, is brought through every trouble and trial, through prayer, with supplication and thanksgiving, oh, till they're brought to heaven at last. Oh, there they will see him. Oh, this is the day the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Oh, and in that rejoicing, the devil shall flee. The devil hates to hear the praise of the Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. Oh, at the name of Jesus every knee shall bow. Oh, that includes the knee of the devil. Oh, he cannot stand before that worship. Oh, he would flee from it. This is the day the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Oh, and as Job was delivered when he prayed for his friends, so the Lord delivers his people when they pray for Jesus Christ's sake. Oh, the Lord, he will deliver. He will. He has overcome the world. Oh, but there will be that final deliverance. There will be that final deliverance of death. Oh, you say, how can death be a deliverance? Oh, if death is not to be a deliverance for you, then you know nothing of grace. You know nothing of that Holy Spirit teaching of what a sinner you are before God. Oh, those who truly can cry out like Paul, oh, wretched man that I am, who can deliver me from the body of this death? Oh, we feel our old nature every day. Oh, the wretchedness of our old nature and the plague of sin within our heart. Oh, we ever desire to be loosed from this present evil world. Oh, that shall be the day that we rejoice and be glad in it, as the day we look for. Oh, have you been given a day like that, where you've been unable to hope and have that prayer found in your heart? Even so, come quickly, Lord Jesus. Oh, having a desire to depart like Paul to be with Christ, which is far better. Oh, godly Simeon, he who came by the Spirit into the temple. Oh, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace, for mine eyes have seen thy salvation. Oh, that is to be the song of all the Lord's people. Oh, when we view Christ as our Saviour, as our King, as our Head, as our Surety, as he who intercedes for us above, pleading our cause before his Father in heaven. Oh, when we view him rightly, then we can be found like Simeon, desiring that heavenly kingdom. Oh, no longer desiring the pleasures and of Egypt for a season. Oh, but to be given that godly, given that faith of the godly, that we might believe and enter into that rest. Oh, to the Lord's people, that is the day that they long for and look for. Oh, have you been ever given a day like that? The days upon the earth are few and far between when the Lord's people truly desire to depart. Oh, where our heart is, there will our treasure be also. If our heart's in heaven, if our heart is on the things of God, desiring to have those things of Christ, desiring to be found at the marriage supper of the Lamb, oh, then we're in the right place. Oh, but where is our heart? Where is the heart of the wicked? The wicked cannot enter into this psalm. Oh, now search your heart. Each one of you here, myself included, let us search your heart. May we be able to pray that prayer. Search me, O Lord, and see if there be any wicked way in me. Oh, we are enabled by grace, and by grace alone, for by grace you are saved. Well, there's nothing in self that will make you sing this psalm. Are we enabled by grace to sing this psalm? Are we enabled to say, this is the day which the Lord hath made? We will rejoice and be glad in it. For the dead praise not the Lord, neither any that go down into silence. But the testimony of the Lord's people is, but we will bless the Lord from this time forth, even forevermore. Oh, we're soon to come to keep the ordinance, that remembrance of the Lord's Supper, that remembrance of that which he has done for his people. Or is that a day which you might rejoice and be glad in? Or the day of the Passover for the Israelites was to be much observed year by year. Well, but for us it is as often as you do this in remembrance of me. Or is that a day which you long for? You long to be found in communion and union with the saints and the people of God? Or you long for a visit of Christ? You long for a revelation of him through the ordinance. Oh, this is the day which the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day which the Lord hath made. We will rejoice in remembering it. Oh, may we be given grace then. That love which constraineth us. The love of Christ constraineth us. May we be given that love and grace. True, longing desires, heavenly desires, to come and remember him. All this day which the Lord hath made. Those among the wicked, and those who are unregenerate, those in whom the Spirit has not yet begun his work, and perhaps will not. This is the day which the Lord hath made. Oh, may the Spirit give you ears to hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. This is the day. Now is the day of salvation. Oh, that word which we try to consider at the Sunday school. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. This is the day. Oh, soon there shall be no day. No day but eternity. No time but eternity. Eternity, tremendous sound. To guilty souls, a dreadful wound. But oh, if heaven and Christ be mine, how sweet the accents, how divine. Oh, this is the day then. Oh, there is a day coming which shall not be a day. It shall be the last day, and then shall come eternity. Oh, the day which the Lord hath made, when the saints shall rise up from the grave, the resurrection, the just to eternal life, the wicked to eternal damnation. Oh, then shall be that day which is that eternal day, that day which shall never cease. There shall be no sun for that day, for the Lord, he is the sun, he is the light, he is all the glory in Emmanuel's land. Oh, then they shall sing around the throne, worthy the Lamb. Oh, and that song shall surely be included here with this song. This is the day which the Lord hath made. Oh, then the saints shall rejoice and be glad in it forever and ever. Amen.
God willing, Mr. Woodhams will administer the Lord's Supper after this service. Mr. Roland Wheatley will preach on Tuesday evening at 7 o'clock, and Mr. Jonathan Buss next Lord's Day, and he will, God willing, also administer the Lord's Supper. And our Oakington friends have special services tomorrow at 3 o'clock and 6 o'clock. Our closing hymn is number 477. 477. Give me the wings of faith to rise within the veil and see the saints above, how great their joys, how bright their glories be. Hymn 477.
Saviour Jesus Christ, and the love of God the Father, leading and teaching of thy Holy Spirit, remain with us now and evermore. Amen.